In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories.
Forget the 12 days of Christmas. Police have 12 robberies they're very much trying to solve, with one sinister suspect.
In some of the robberies, victims tell police the suspect had a knife or pushed them to the ground. 12 robberies reported over the last month and a half at a variety of places across Brooklyn, including restaurants, liquor stores, beauty salons, cell phone stores, and stationery shops. Police say in most of the cases, the suspect would wait until the cash register was open before taking money and running off. The first incident was in mid-October. The latest incident was November 30th. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, it's officially flu season now in New York, and not everyone's been vaccinated.
Along with the dramatic spike in cases of the flu in New York last week, the vaccination rate here is only about half of the national average.
Yeah, the jump is earlier and steeper. We're seeing a greater number of people with the flu earlier than we have in past years.
That's Dr. Matthew Harris, a medical director of clinical preparedness at Northwell. New Yorkers have to consider, do they need the flu shot first, COVID, RSV, he has an opinion.
Party line is that people should get the vaccinations that are appropriate for their health status. But I think right now we're seeing such an uptick in influenza that really, I think if we had to prioritize one right now, I would prioritize the flu shot.
And healthcare workers not vaccinated for the flu are required now to mask up at work. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
There is a guilty plea today from a man who was accused of beating and sicking his dog on a manager at a Manhattan pizzeria. This happened last year at Roma Pizza in the Flatiron District, and it was a horrendous attack. Prosecutors say 36-year-old Tyshawn Watson walked into the shop with his pit bull, ordered a pizza, sat down to eat it. The manager walked over and said, "You're not supposed to have dogs in the pizzeria." Told him twice, and they had an argument. And that is when prosecutors say the dog owner went behind the counter and beat the manager to the ground, then had his dog attack the guy. The victim was hospitalized for 2 months, even placed in a medically induced coma because the injuries were so severe. Watson today pleaded guilty to 2 counts of assault, and he faces 17 years in prison. A teenager is behind bars today for a deadly shooting at a party in Hempstead.
18-year-old Jacob McMillan is accused of arriving to a social media invite party with a handgun. Nassau Police Lieutenant George D'Arienzo says when McMillan was not allowed to go inside, he started shooting.
The host was looking to determine whether or not people were bringing in any types of weapons, and that's where the altercation escalated.
19-year-old basketball player from Monroe University in the Bronx, Amira McLeod, was murdered. 2 Nassau Community College students were injured in the shooting.
We are being told that it was a rental. Party host does not own the house. Party hosts were students at Nassau Community College.
McMillan faces a number of charges. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, that was pointless. A man broke into a Brooklyn grocery store and made off with the cash register. Turned out there was no cash in the register. Cops say the suspect smashed the glass door to get in, grabbed the register, and 2 cases of beer. No one's been arrested. This happened about a month ago at the store in Bed-Stuy. You can see photos of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. In the West Village, people on Christopher Smeet Street heard the smash of the glass and then saw the smoke and the fire. Somebody threw some sort of explosive device through a store window at 3 o'clock this morning.
Salome was in a van keeping warm and watching over the Christmas trees she's selling on Hudson Street.
So the first sound was like probably glass breaking or something. It was not as loud, but it was still loud because it woke me up. And then the second sound was like the explosion.
An explosive device was hurled through the window of a smoke shop on Christopher Street. Eileen lives down the block.
And then I heard a huge number of ambulance. About 5 minutes later, there were a huge number of ambulance and fire trucks.
Residents here say the store had recently opened. Their windows were broken last week. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD has shared with us some photographs of a suspect who set a homeless man's pants on fire in the subway Monday morning. The attacker boarded an Uptown 3 train at 34th Street and then attacked his 56-year-old victim at around 3 o'clock in the morning. That victim was very badly burned, requiring hospitalization. We do have pictures at 1010winds.com of this suspect dressed all in black except for a gray jacket. They're doing a switcheroo on the two subway lines going into Queens, two of them from Manhattan to Queens, to make service better, according to the MTA chairman, Jenna Lieber.
There's a merge at Queens Plaza, which is a choke point, which creates all kinds of crossing and throughput problems, and which actually causes a ton of delays for all the lines on the Queens Boulevard line.
So here is what they're doing about it, starting after this weekend, coming Monday. And this is going to be permanent during the weekdays. Subway riders on the F and the M lines will have to learn new stops. They're going to switch things around. It's a permanent change. The F becomes the M becomes the F. From around 6 o'clock in the morning till 9:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. There'll be no changes on weekends or during late nights. Three men walk into a spa in Sunset Park. Not for facials or mani-pedis. They were there to rob the place, and that they did. Sunday morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, they barged into a 24-hour spa on 57th Street and Sunset Park. They pulled out knives, made people lay on the ground, punched and kicked them, took their stuff, and then robbed the cash register and took off. And yes, there are pictures. Police are hoping somebody who knows them will contact Crime Stoppers. Some Jewish groups think that something's not kosher at the City Board of Education, which denied a parent's request to have one particular Holocaust survivor speak to some middle schoolers in Brooklyn.
In a copy of the letter provided to 1010 Winds by the City Department of Education, the principal of MS 447 in Borum Hill said that they have had Holocaust survivors speak in the past, but she didn't think 85-year-old Sammy Stiegman's presentation was right for the students given his messages around Israel and Palestine. A nonprofit that provides assistance to Holocaust survivors, the Blue Card, called that outrageous, saying Stiegman's testimony as a child survivor of a Nazi labor camp is not political, and silencing him at a moment of rising anti-Semitism is dangerous and deeply wrong. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.